in the lunchtime edition. Barbados's summer arrivals predicted to be 23% above last year's. A substantial increase in airlift also expected for the coming winter season. Government considering rationalizing the number of primary schools, a declining overall population, and a significant drop in the number of children in school, a major concern. A major school refurbishment program to take place over the next 3 years. A QEH patient rescued from the roof of a building at Spry Street after fleeing the hospital. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooden-Edgell says Barbados is pursuing an aggressive growth strategy that's producing results, and he predicts summer arrivals will be 23% above last year's. He was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax Calling program.
For example, moving into the summer season, we are going to see an increase of about 23% over last year's results. Now, these numbers are also based on, we have a number, for example, we have Far Keys, which is an institution used throughout the region of the world, indeed, which would provide us with the data. And we also obviously look at airlift capacity into destination.
A significant increase in airlift also expected for the winter season.
We are projecting that we will see a substantial lift in airlift and seats coming into Barbados for this winter season when compared to last year.
Meantime, there are plans for a task force on visitor spend.
We will build out Barbados. We will market Barbados. But when the visitor gets here, I really want them to maximize spend. For that reason, very shortly, I'm proposing to take to the cabinet a task force on how to increase visitor spend on island. Though I recognize that we get some visitor spend, I would like to get even more for the destination.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell. A declining population continues to be a major concern for the government, with Prime Minister Mia Amor-Mortley disclosing that there has been a significant decline as well in the number of children entering school over the past 20 years. As a result, Ms. Mortley believes there may need to be to consolidate primary school children into a smaller number of schools, as the number of children may no longer justify maintaining the almost 70 primary schools that Barbados currently has. Ms. Mortley made the disclosure during St. John Speaks, the latest in government series of town hall community public briefings. She was responding to a question from Gall Hill resident Rosalind White about the closure of the St. John Primary School.
It hurts to see that school close after being there for so many years. I went to school there. Most of my family went to school there. And it hurts to see it there, so just closed down. And children have to go all down to Mumtab and other schools. And we don't know really what is the problem with the school. Another thing I would like to say here is that other schools suffer the same problem. They were dealt with and opened back.
Ms. Mortley explained that given the declining school population and especially the significant reduction in children attending school in St. John, it might be better to redistribute the students of St. John Primary to other schools. She pointed out that, for example, Mount Tabor Primary has room for another 100 students.
Our problem is that our population, madam, is declining, so that there are less and less people going into schools, the primary schools. When I was Minister of Education, you know how many primary schools Barbados had? Over 90-something. You know how many we got now? How much it is here now? 68. And at that time, we used to have about 4,400 children sitting the 11-plus every year. We're down to how much this year, sir? 3,010. So in the space of 20 years, we've lost about 1,200 to 1,400 children a year. We have anywhere between 7,000 to 9,000 children less in the primary schools.
Ms. Morley says it's clear that the current St. John Primary School building can no longer be used and a new school needs to be built. At the same time, there has to be a rationalization of the number of schools in St. John.
the population in St. John has so declined, like the population of Barbados has so declined, that the number of schools that we had before are no longer sustainable because we just don't have enough children. So that if we end up spending more money on infrastructure and things to keep as many schools, then there is less money to spend on qualitative improvements for the children.
Ms. Motley also announced plans for a major school renovation program.
In the next 3 to 4 years, we're going to do massive refurbishment of schools across the country. Some schools will be refurbished. There will be a few schools that have to be rebuilt.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley in the Lunchtime Edition. A hospital patient had to be rescued from the roof of a building at Spry Street in Bridgetown this morning. The Barbados Fire Service said it received a call around 13 minutes past 6 of a man on the roof of Sisters Bar in the city. Fire officers from the Bridgetown and Arch Hall fire stations responded and rescued the Queen Elizabeth Hospital patient. An eyewitness recounted the ordeal.
I got here just after 5, and I heard his voice saying, call the police or the ambulance. And I was looking around because I didn't see anybody. Then the statement was repeated, and I find where the voice was coming from. And I look up, I saw the guy sitting on the top of the building here. What are you doing up there? How he get up there? There's a chap that drive taxi over there. He came, and a lady that is a merchandiser from Robisco. They call the police. Then the police came, along with the fire service. From listening to other people, he was a patient at the QEH, and he just got up and walked out. Relatives and things came down after they heard about it and said they were searching for him the whole night. Eventually, the fire service got him down.
Communication specialist at the QEH, Shane Seeley, says the individual did leave the hospital against the advice of the medical team and was later returned to the hospital by the police. Two Supreme Court justices of appeal have been sworn in. There are Madam Justice Jacqueline Cornelius Thorne and Mr. Justice William Chandler. They were sworn in at the State House by the President, Dame Sandra Mason. Justice Thorne hopes that the Supreme Court will be able to realize its goal of zero backlog of cases. Meantime, Justice Chandler has appealed to petitioners in cases to agree to settlements that contribute to the backlog in cases. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed he will appeal his historic conviction in his New York trial as he spoke at Trump Tower on New York's Fifth Avenue. Trump falsely repeated claims that his prosecution is politically orchestrated and that his trial was rigged. The ex-president was convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in his trial yesterday. Our top stories. Barbados' summer arrivals predicted to be 23% above last year's. A substantial increase in airlift also expected for the coming winter season and a task force on visitor spend in the works. Government considering rationalizing the number of primary schools. A declining overall population and a significant drop in the number of children in school, a major concern. A major school refurbishment program to take place over the next 3 years. A QEH patient rescued from the roof of a building at Spry Street in the city after fleeing the hospital. Two new justices of appeal sworn in here in Barbados. Donald Trump appealing his 34 felony convictions. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.